I've called you in here today, gentlemen, because something has been scratching at your brain. A feeling that something isn't right. The truth is, you are both in the Matrix. You can continue to exist here, where leaves have color, the scents of spring are in the air, and food like pizza or steak tells your brain that it tastes delicious. Or
okay,
you
I'm okay, yeah, option A. I'm good with that one.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Sounds great. I'm loving things here.
Yeah,
things going good. Things are going good for me.
I love the way pizza tastes and spring smells.
Okay, perhaps I should have led with option. You neither of you want to hear option B.
Why? You just told us that everything that we like could stay the same. I want that. I like everything. I like everything here.
Right, but don't you want to know the truth?
No.
You gave us pizza already. It's like, hey, you want pizza? Yes, I do. I want the pizza. You don't have to also mention the.
But none of the okay.
Plain noodles you got or whatever.
Yeah. And the first time I had pizza, okay, I took one bite and I knew that there's no way, this is so good, there's no way this could be real. I don't need to question, I'm not pulling at that thread, okay? I already sort of made peace with it.
Aren't you tired of the system that only provides you pizza when perhaps you would rather have truth?
Stop! You're making me sick. I don't need to hear this. No, I'm happy with pizza. I'm happy with my sort of normal life. I'm good. I have
so
no
you're
question.
Telling me the choice between nachos and a margarita on a nice Friday afternoon or to see how deep the rabbit hole.
Wait, God, it's right.
That's in addition to the pizza?
Yeah.
I can have all these things?
Well, yes, because they're here in the Matrix. But in reality.
Oh, great. None of those sign me up.
You don't.
I would live a lifetime 10 times over if it was just pizza, if it was just this.
I got an idea. Pizza nachos. Has anyone tried that?
That actually sounds delicious.
That sounds really
good. That sounds incredible.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to speak to some of my higher ups. Because if you can get that going, that sounds great.
I mean, I think it's just like tortilla chips, marinara, and mozzarella. I think
we
pretty
much be golden.
I mean,
doesn't that sound incredible?
That sounds really
incredible.
Good.
Yeah. That sounds great.
Yeah. Why don't you come here and join us?
Yeah,
we'll show you how deep this rabbit hole goes.
Oh, yikes.
Maybe you could just come with me. We don't have to go with him.
We talk current games, discuss the future of games promised by the Matrix Awakens demo, and play Much Little Game this week on Get Played.
Welcome to Get Played, the show where we discuss everything we're playing, played, and will play someday. It's your one-stop show for good games, bad games, and every game in between. It's time to Get Played! I'm your host, Heather Ann Campbell, along with Nick Weiger.
I'm Nick Weiger, along with Matt Apodaca.
I'm Matt Apodaca. Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. And welcome back, Bucket, placeholder until I get
is
a new catchphrase.
The old catchphrase is back, or maybe not.
I don't know. I gotta find some inspiration somewhere out there in the ether.
Mm. Y'all catchphrases keep getting different, and mine just stay the same. All right.
Oh boy.
So we're recording this at the end of 2021, kind of the middle of December before Christmas, and we just kind of are trying to get a little bit ahead of things because some of us are going out of town.
Did somebody say Christmas?
Oh, no.
Oh, wait, who boy. Is this? Oh, who is that?
Oh, no, it's Sick Santa.
Are they okay?
Hey, I'm okay. I'm Merry Christmas, everybody.
Santa,
it's
wow.
January.
Yeah, I was going to say
it
how
is
many
January,
Christmases
so.
Are there in January?
We're well, about 3 weeks out
one,
from your big day. How you doing?
Two, what? Huh? What?
I'm, we're about 3 weeks out from your big day. How? I
yeah,
just
yeah.
Sure doing
I lost my ear. I lost my ear. It fell
oh, no.
off in the
Jesus.
Cold.
No.
You ever make a snowman and have it come to life and jerk you off?
Oh
all right,
God.
I'm leaving, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye, Santa.
So this is what the show is like now. I just wanted mm-hmm. this is the reboot. I love it.
Oh no.
Santa, so recurring character
you
in 2022.
You want me back?
To answer your question, no, I haven't had a snowman do that.
But
I would
you
be,
haven't?
I'd be, no, I'd be stunned.
Oh, it's hard because they got twigs for hands. It hurts
yeah.
like, it fucking hurts. You get one of the ends, like, it just tears you up. It's real.
Yeah.
Whoa! I want to see what's in my bag.
What?
Do you want to see what's
go,
in my
not
bag?
Not really, but I
no?
guess.
All right. For you, Nick, it's a Game Gear. Oh,
wow. Sega Game Gear. Honestly, this has a lot of value now. You know, this is pretty expensive on eBay.
Well, give it back.
You want it back?
Yeah, give it back. I had no
was
idea.
I,
oh.
Was I bad?
Yes. You were terrible.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Terrible.
I guess it was
back.
Naughty. There you
Instead,
go.
Instead, I'll give you my own eye patch.
Oh, God.
No, don't take that off.
It's wet.
It's wet. Perpetually wet. Or based on, what was that song? That song, That's some wet.
Oh, yeah. You're thinking of the radio edit of WAP.
Huh.
Yeah.
Did you?
Oh, what?
Did you say eye patch or iPad? I heard eye patch.
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 Okay.
Eye patch.
Okay.
I'm gonna head out to the North Pole. You kids, stay safe.
Okay.
Stay vaccinated.
Hey, that's actually pretty good
hey,
for Santa.
I'm glad. You know what? That's a positive message at the end.
Hold my glass of milk. Bye-bye.
Hold it.
It's boiling hot.
But the show, it'll
so
usually be a little more
now.
Current.
Yeah, right.
We're doing this
yeah,
before the end of the year to get caught up on a couple things, but week to week,
exactly,
it's going to be a little more on the pulse.
Oh,
yeah, it'll
yeah.
be a little bit more topical.
Yeah, what did I miss, guys? Sorry, I had to step out for a glass of water.
I just want to be clear. It's it's December 2019, right?
Huh?
When
right
we're recording,
now?
When we're recording this?
Oh yeah, it's December
yeah,
2019.
Yeah.
Vaccines
wait. So what was that message about vaccines?
Yeah. What are you talking
okay.
about?
It's going to be, I mean, like, as soon as those vaccines come out, things are going to change. I'm telling you.
This will all be over? Oh,
this will all be over. May of 2020.
Oh, great.
2021.
Great. This
Wait,
thing
what?
That we don't know about yet will be over.
What are you talking about? It's December 2019. We know that it's coming.
Oh, right. Well, I guess I wasn't really thinking about it at that point. Mm.
You know, sort of that American thing. This can't happen to
yeah.
me.
I bought my first box of masks in early January 2020.
Hmm.
So that was, boy, those are good times, huh? That's some optimism.
The best. Boy.
I told Mary was living in New York at the time because she was
mm-hmm.
working. And I told her to leave her stuff because she'd probably be back within the month.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That didn't turn out.
No.
No. New York is gone.
Just a big hole where New York was.
Yeah. And a squid in Times Square.
Mm.
Anybody?
No, I know what you're talking about.
I know what you're
yes.
talking about. I did it 35
yes.
minutes ago.
Yes. Nick, Matt,
the reason I brought up Christmas, I was just going to say it sucks that you can't. No, Santa, okay, God, you got to.
You got to cover your mouth, first of
I
all.
I left my my half-eaten McDonald's apple pie here on my seat.
No.
Merry Christmas!
So you brought up up because
I hate him.
I don't think I like him anymore either. No. I've stopped. This is the moment where I'm like, I no longer believe.
Yeah. Don't meet your heroes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You brought it up because of what?
I was just going to, all I wanted to say is that it sucks that you can't gift on the eShop. It's very inconvenient. So that's annoying for Christmas.
It's getting so far away from the point that the point you make like is now like bad.
Yeah.
It does suck that you can't do that. Can you do that on other stores? You can do it on Xbox, I know, because I did that for a past guest. When I got them.
Yeah, you can do it on Steam. I haven't tried it on PlayStation Store, but I think you can.
You should just be able to do that for anything. Like, truly for any anything that you can buy online. Like, even if it's like a shirt. I purchased a shirt. I'm going to send it to your email. And then that means then you can fill out the shipping details and then they'll just take care of it on their end. You should just be able to do that for everything.
I completely agree. I feel like there's the one step that's left between going to a store and being able to purchase a gift for a friend and going to a store and being able to purchase a gift for a friend online is that you can't do one of them.
Right.
Yeah, that is the difference, is that you can do one, but not the other one.
You know what? You guys could have chimed in earlier on that one. You could have.
Your take was just so profound and I had to sit and think about it for a second. I do agree with you. This happened already long ago at this point by the time this episode comes out, but somebody sent a gift to my home for my girlfriend and it was addressed to my girlfriend and she opened it and she thought it was maybe something that I bought for her, but it wasn't, and there was no note or anything, and it was a days long mystery, like several days of us trying to figure out who sent this gift, and then we finally figured it out. And it was somebody who my girlfriend said, there's no way they did this.
We had the same, when Mary and I moved in together, somebody got us a really nice set of plates, but they were just sent from the company. And we still don't know. Somebody out there got a nice gift for us and we don't know who did it and we haven't thanked them. So not only was it really thoughtful, but then we seemed like jerks.
Sure. Yeah. That was the issue, because my girlfriend just wanted to say thank you for her hat with an embroidered chair on it.
Yep.
Someone sent me an envelope with no return address to my home, addressed to me, written out by hand. And inside was a printout of like a Florida Tribune, some Florida newspaper article about like a people who are upset with some union there. Like, people were upset with the hotel workers union in West Palm Beach or whatever. And it was like stapled and it was like printed out and there was no other context. And I was like, why was this sent to me specifically? And what point is this trying to make? It was like vaguely threatening, but also just confusing.
Yeah,
I have no idea how it happened.
Both ways, where it's sort of like, "Hey, look, these people are upset with their union. What are you going to do about it, union boy, or something?" And then it could be a call from the others from inside the house, sort of being like, "Union boy, we need your help."
I just had no idea what was happening. But I do like being called union boy, so.
Let's integrate that into the show. A really good prank and really low stakes, but also scary, to take a photograph of somebody's house from the street, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then print it on like a circa 1990s dot matrix printer, put it in an envelope and mail it to them.
Ugh. Yeah.
Maybe they're like setting the table.
That's basically Cachet. Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
It's really intense. It's the director of Funny Games.
Judd Apatow.
I can't remember his name. Apatow. Yeah, it's an Apatow movie. It's Michael Haneke. It's a Haneke movie.
Oh.
And it's like this real, it's really, it's just like, it's like very, it's a very disturbing thing where this guy just starts getting video of like VHS tapes of his like home, like just being filmed. And then eventually figures like learns who it's from. But it's extremely unsettling.
Can I try a you guys joke per my resolution?
Mm-hmm.
I guess he should have cleared his cachet.
Yeah.
That's good.
That is good.
Does that work? Is that like the thing?
Yeah, I think you did it. Yeah. I'm kind of mad that I didn't say it, but
great.
Yeah.
That means I'm free for the rest of the year.
Like, okay, I thought you were going to be doing it. You're going to try it.
Nope.
Often.
It was to do it once. Oh, shit. Maybe it was join in on the joke.
I think that's what it was.
Fuck!
Yeah, you still got. Yeah, you still owe one.
Sorry.
How about we talk about some video games we've been spending some time with? It's What Are You Playing?
What are you playing?
Who wants to start off? Matt, I know you've been playing some Guardians of the Galaxy, yes?
Yeah, you know, last week I did say that I was going to try to stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the middle of like four other games at the moment. But my brother got Guardians of the Galaxy for himself, was playing it, and was like, Matt's also going to like this game. It's his birthday. I'm going to get this for him. And I saw him after my birthday. And he gave it to me. And I was like, I'm going to start this immediately. All the other games that I was playing, I put down, put aside. And Guardians of the Galaxy is super fun. It's really, really good. It has like, I guess I don't know what I was expecting. Because I guess I did play a little bit of the Avengers game, which everybody hated. But I played a little bit of it and I didn't hate it. I just was not super into it. I of course loved, Insomniac's, Spider-Man games, both of them, Spider-Man and Spider-Man Miles Morales. But with this, I was like, I don't even know what this could be really like
right.
This, cause they're like the Guardians of the Galaxy are such specific characters. Like what are we going to be doing here? And it is a very straightforward, like action adventure game. You play as Star-Lord. But you do have control over the other members of the team through some like attack commands that you can have them do. And it's a blast. It's so fun. The worlds are really cool, like the different places that you get to visit. The story is very good so far. I was like honestly very impressed with like there's like some flashback stuff where you get like some backstory on Peter Quill before he left Earth or before he's taken from Earth. And it is like, it's very well paced and like thoughtful storytelling. It's almost
right.
Like the like beginning, like pre, whatever they call it in The Last of Us, where like, you know, Joel, is like playing Crash Bandicoot on the couch. It's like that stuff before everything goes to shit. You're like, hey, this is pretty nice. What a nice story.
Yeah. The first part.
Yeah. The first few minutes of The Last of
Us
before anything happens. The gameplay is super fun. There's like fun, like environmental things you have to figure out. And every character on the team has a different skill set. Like Rocket is obviously like a hacker. Groot can like make bridges and stuff. Drax is strong, and Gamora can like really get up there and like slice stuff. She's just good at getting up. And it's hilarious. It's like a truly like I've laughed out loud several times playing it, which I was shocked by because I think we've talked on here quite a bit about when games try to be funny and how it usually doesn't work for us. But there's literal jokes in it. That are like super like funny, like well-written jokes that I've been like, ha-ha. Like,
can you think of one of them?
No, no. But it's like stuff, you know, Rocket's so funny cause he's little and he's got a bit of an attitude. And there's like it has dialogue options too. So I'm just talking to everybody and trying to get a bunch of information and stuff, but like you can make choices that the other Guardians don't approve of. And that sort of like maybe lightly impacts your play through of the game. Cause like they're like, as an example, early on, there's like a quest where you're like trying to basically like get money for a fine you have to pay. Like you're already immediately tasked with having to pay a fine because you fucked something up in the previous mission. So you're like, okay, well, like, we have to set, like, we can try to sell a monster to this woman who buys like rare monsters, and you have to decide whether if it's Groot or Rocket. And if you pick Groot, Rocket the whole time is like, I don't think it should be Groot. I think it should be me. Like, I'm more of a, like, it's Groot's too nice.
He wants to be sold.
Yeah, because the plan is that then he's going to, they're going to get the money and then break out the,
oh, got it. Yes.
The, you know, the guardian that was sold. And so it's like a, you know, they're running a scam on this person.
Right.
And there's like, but if you pick Groot, Rocket gets mad. And then he
Rocket
tries to
will remember this.
Yeah, so, yeah. It's basically that, and then you have an opportunity to make the switch, and then you do, and it's like, this was fucked up. You should. Then nobody buys that this little thing is a monster. You should have stuck with the plan originally. So then everybody's mad at you for fucking up the plan. It's super funny. Like it's really, really like good stuff. And I can't. It looks great on PS5 too, and like it has pretty fun. Haptic feedback as well with the DualSense, and I'm really, really enjoying it. It doesn't seem like a super long game or particularly challenging either, so I think I'm going to blast through it before I get to everything else that I'm playing right now.
I've heard a lot of strong endorsements of this game, and including yours. And it's just like, man, when am I going to find time for this?
Yeah.
But I think maybe the Matt approach is the way to go. Just like fucking just start playing it. Just abandon whatever else you're doing.
Because it's also like it has such a, it just won Best Narrative at the Game Awards. And like, so it has like a pretty, like it does have like a pretty compelling story. Like it has like a good, like, I don't want to really stop playing this until I'm done with it, because I want to get the whole story and not forget certain beats of it. But yeah, I'm having a really, really great time with it. I was shocked because it wasn't something that was really on my radar, at all. Just because of my previous experience with the Avengers game, it's like the reverse that in terms of how good it is, I think.
Let me ask you this, because I know it's not the cast of the movie and not really the characters from the movies.
Yeah.
Is there like kind of a, you know, like, is Groot kind of voiced in a similar sort of Groot-y way?
I would honestly, that was like the first, because like everybody has like a different voice, obviously, because it's not the same cast, but like it's somebody else doing Groot, and you can like really tell that it's a different Groot, because even though he says the one thing, I was like, this is not my Groot.
I am Groot.
Yeah, they went with a more nasally approach. They made him seem like a sort of like a wimp. Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, that was this cast is good. And, you know, if you have like a certain like, oh, you can get the costumes from the movies. Also, there's fun unlockables in the game. If you want to be like, I want them to dress like they do in the movie, you can put on the.
Yeah. Something I would say.
Yeah, that's what I want. But it's really fun.
Is there an option to turn off the voices so that you can imagine the ones from the movies?
You probably can in the settings. I haven't ever tried that, but like I'm sure you could if you turn down dialogue volume, because like you can always turn up like you know, the like background music or like effects volume and stuff. They should let you do one that local that isolates dialogue.
And you can. I want to mute one character's performance.
That's not my Pratt.
Well, speaking of funny games, I've been spending more time with Disco Elysium. I really...
That movie.
I was hoping
about.
To... the Michael Haneke film.
Yeah.
I've been playing some Disco Elysium, and it's... I was hoping to finish it so I could play Halo Infinite, which I really want to get to, but... That said, it's fucking great. It's really good. Friend of the show, frequent guest Eva Anderson was texting me about it because she coincidentally is playing at the same time as me, heard on the podcast. And she was like, she had the observation of just like, it's super funny. It's mm-hmm. like, it's, and I was like, yeah, it is. It does, like, it makes me laugh out loud. It's got really funny choices and just really funny dialogue and really, you know, just, it's not, the game's not a comedy. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, I guess broadly could be characterized as a satire, but it's like, it's not really like a straight comedy. It's very dark in places and very gritty. And you're largely investigating a murder in just a completely, dystopian world. But it's like, it's got little sequences that it will just like, oh man, I'm chuckling. And it's,
this game got me chuckling.
It got me chuckling. I'll just give one example of just like, it's like the dialogue choice in the tree that you can't resist, mm-hmm. which is like, you can, at certain points, there's just payphones and you can just call people, you know, you put in, a 0.10 real, the currency in the game, and you call somebody, and there's you can effectively in some situations like prank call someone or just completely lie to someone. And so there was one just calling a guy, and there's one of the dialogue options was, this is a minor spoiler for an unstory thing, the guy's like, who's this, and the option is like, I'm the guy who's been fucking your wife. And I was like, well, there's no way I'm not picking this. I want to see what happens. And then what's great is your player character, who is nameless as the game begins, has lost his memory. He has his partner who's with him for much of the game. And his partner is a great character, but his partner like gets disappointed in you if you take certain actions. and it's also, and it's really funny. Just think of the context of this kind of more straight laced, like down the middle, detective who is like dealing with this guy who's just like behaving very chaotic, neutral, and just him just being like, what is the matter with you? Why are you making prank calls right now? Why did you do this? There's a man hanging from a tree.
Oh my God.
Who we have to investigate.
Yeah.
But it'll great.
It'll be like, having played a little bit of it, it'll also be like, he'll be like, why did you just lie to that guy about nothing?
That's so funny. You just wasted your time and his.
Yeah. It's great, which is like almost fourth wall breaking, but not quite. It's really, it's really engaging. Also, I just really like the drug system in this game. I feel so often like drugs and alcohol in games are not handled all that interestingly. It's just like, you know, you take a substance and maybe an attribute goes up or down, and maybe the camera gets wobbly or whatever and things start to blur. But it's just, it's generally like pretty superficial, I feel like. But the drug system in this game is like very robust and like has like tangible effects to gameplay. It will like improve one of your core stats and then decrease one of your health pools, morale and health, your two health pools. And so you've got like alcohol, smokes, speed, and pyrrolidone, which I thought was fictional. And then because I'm a dork, and then I looked mm-hmm. it up and it's like a real drug. So I was like, oh, okay. They all have various effects, and there's different situations where you want to take them. Apparently also a straight edge playthrough is like really fun to do. So I'm thinking of that if I replay this thing, which hopefully I'll have time to do. But man, it's just such an engaging, interesting, fascinating, unique game. I just always want to see what's about to happen next. So I fucking could not recommend it more.
Disco Elysium had one of my hardest laughs, I think in gaming history, which was when I died from a conversation. Like,
yeah,
it, because I had no idea that this was a thing that the game did, and I was talking to somebody and like failed talking to them, and then it was it's been so long. Like, I feel like the screen went red and it was just like you collapsed on yourself from how humiliated you were in this moment. And then game over came on and I laughed so hard.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. If your morale or health get low enough, you can like have a heart attack. And then that's basically it.
From talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do want to give Eva another shout out real quick, because I ran into Eva at the Spoofmas show, the We Wish You a Silly Spoofmas, and it was great to see Eva in person. I haven't seen her in a long time. Hi Eva.
I'm just talking to the anime. I'm not talking to you.
I was talking to our friend.
Oh, no.
Okay. Hi, Eva.
Heather, you been? Yeah, you had time for any games recently?
Yeah, but all I'm playing is Final Fantasy First Soldier.
Wow.
Like, when I get a moment to play a video game, I have, because it's a mobile game, so I have it on my iPad and I have a controller and I am considering getting the wired internet adapter so I can just make my connection that much stronger. My ping rate is somewhere around 80 milliseconds or 75 milliseconds. It's not terrible. I have had so many rounds where it's me versus one other person at the end. Mm-hmm. Just one-on-one, and I cannot like claim the gold medal. I'm always just a little bit off when it comes to fighting the one last guy, but all the way up, like all 75 candidates, mowing through them time after time after time. It's assembled to be addictive. It is, yeah. it's incredible dopamine hits when you run across somebody and then manage to beat them. It has a daily gotcha. So you're doing a roulette wheel every time you log in. You got chocobos to raise. So you got to tend to them. You got to feed them. You got to take care of them. You got to breed them. You got to hatch their eggs. Like, it is a perfect little system of crunchy little interactions. And then also the rising adrenaline of a 20-minute match where you are running around hunting other people in a battle royale. It's fantastic. I was playing it right before the record.
Like, wow.
I love it. If I have a moment when I'm not working, that's what I'm doing. Also there's part of me that's like, you have a PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
It's right there. Like, go play something on the PlayStation 5. By the time this record happens, I'll have an analog pocket. Like, wow. That's in the that's shipping in my direction, right?
Yeah. Getting a pair of jeans.
Huh?
I said, are you getting a pair of jeans?
Nick.
I'll tell you who needs a new pair of jeans. Nick Weiger's jeans are bad. And I'm talking from a Nazi's perspective. Am I right? Does that count?
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Yeah. I'd say we got 95% of the way there.
Anyway, have the same. I was going to say that same sort of feeling of, you know, if it's on my gaming PC and I'm like playing fucking FTL or Stardew Valley, I'm playing some game that can like run on anything. I'm just like, why am I using all this horsepower for this fucking game? It's the same sort of thing with my PS5. Anytime I'm playing like a some retro game or something, what am I doing here? I should be playing fucking state-of-the-art AAA titles.
Yeah. Half-Life Alyx. I still haven't beaten it, but I'm like, if you could put my iPad in a headset and then I could play first person Final Fantasy First Soldier. Oh boy. I don't care how minimalist those graphics are. I'd be all about it.
I wonder what the player base is for that game. Because I see that it could have up to 75 players per match at once. Would you say that it's consistently 75 players?
Yeah, yeah. Every time I play, it's 75 players.
Wow. And because you've texted us screenshots of your near victories. You coming in second, like pretty often.
Yeah.
I feel like it's only like a matter of time before you get the number one spot.
I don't know. Yeah, I feel like by the time you get down to that other person, they're like me, but they have more time to game.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sure.
So like it took me a long time to be like, okay, chocobos are overpowered. This is a mid-match solution to like mowing through enemies because I got knocked. So then I had to go into chocobo breeding and breed one that had a really high attack stat and then take him into the battle. Great. I know that Twitter isn't a
accurate representation of player base, but it is something. And there's almost 24,000 followers on the First Soldier account.
Wow.
So there, I mean, there is a robust player base.
Yeah. I'd imagine that people who haven't played it wouldn't be following the account. Why would they?
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's me thinking, yeah. I should start a battle royale. I get more followers than that. Just have 75 Nick Weigers going at it.
They might be going at it in a different way.
Okay. both of your endorsements of your game. It's that I enjoy just hearing about what you guys are playing and what you're enjoying, and it also always makes me feel kind of like mentally paralyzed because I'm like, I want to play both of these games. These are glowing endorsements from people whose tastes I trust.
Yeah.
And it's just like, when am I going to fucking have time for this? And then I just have to realize you're never going to have time for everything. So
I think, and let me say this live on the show. Mm-hmm. I think that one of the shortcomings of this new format is that we're not all playing a game that subjects us all to the same sort of shared cultural experience on the podcast. We talk about the things we love, or are we?
That's right. We all played The Matrix Awakens, an Unreal Engine 5 experience.
Nice try, Heather.
It's not.
Checkmate.
Okay.
No, I totally get your point because I think we will settle into times when we're doing that. I think there are going to be certain releases that we're all going to be playing at the same time. And we're going to be having those discussions. And I also think we're going to also plan some episodes around, you know, hey, we're all going to play this thing and talk about it. So we'll have those. Yeah. But we did play Matrix Awakens, an Unreal Engine 5 experience, which we're recording this again before Christmas. So we're recording this before we've seen the new movie. It's on Xbox Series X / S and PlayStation 5 as of now. Written and cinematically directed by Lana Wachowski. The Wachowskis have been heavily involved in all of the Matrix games, dating back to Enter the Matrix and the Matrix Path of Neo to a couple of shiny games came out in 2002, 2005 for the PS2 gen. And then there was the Matrix Online, the monolith MMO that was live from like 2005 to around 2009 when it finally died off. Here's a game spoiler for the Matrix Online, the MMO. Morpheus dies in one of the missions. Mm-hmm. And from what I've heard, again, we haven't seen the movie. Because that is canon in the Matrix universe, because Wachowskis are so heavily involved in it and are keeping these properties consistent. Because that is canon, that's why Lawrence Fishburne isn't in Resurrections, which if that's actually true, that's kind of awesome.
Yeah. That he died in something that nobody saw. And then now, because I only really saw all the Matrix movies this last year. So I didn't even play any of I remember being interested in Enter the Matrix, even though I hadn't seen the Matrix. I was just sort of like, this looks cool. I want to see what this is. And I remember everybody being like, you don't get to be Neo in this game. And then me being like, but I don't even know any of this. So it looks cool to me no matter what.
Right.
And never really messing with it.
Yeah, I didn't play. I haven't played any of the Matrix games. I did have a roommate who got into the Matrix, and at the time, not particularly well reviewed. That's why I didn't end up playing it. The first one anyway. And so, Heather, did you ever mess around with one of the Matrix games?
No, I didn't. But I did just share a clip with you guys that I saw during like a watch down of one of the Matrix games prior to a release of some, I don't remember. And the clip has gone minorly viral recently. And it is a clip that happens in the Path of Neo before you fight the final boss. And I think we should watch it together and potentially, you know, we can cut it off when it gets boring. But this is a visual representation of what's happening is that the two seats from the Morpheus Neo conversation appear, which are now also in the Matrix Awakens Unreal demo, and two Atari-style graphic robots, people, walk on screen representing the Wachowskis, and they have the following dialogue.
Hi, I'm Andy Wachowski.
And I'm Larry Wachowski.
Or rather, these are the digital projections of our mental selves.
First of all, congrats on reaching the final stage of this game. You kick ass.
Yes. We salute your excellence on the gaming field.
Now, the real reason we're here is to discuss the big problem we faced in turning these three movies into a video game. You see, at this point in the story, Neo stands on the verge of Satori, ready to resolve the paradox of choice and choicelessness, of free will versus fate, but that can only be achieved through an act of surrender, which occurs after he has abandoned the perspectival nature of truth, accepting the totality of present consciousness, which ultimately allows an evolutionary transition, transcending the Cartesian dilemma through the emergence of delimited spirit, which then provides the world with a choice of a third path, the path of Neo's path to peace.
You promised you wouldn't do that.
Shit. Sorry.
It is an extremely meta conversation about what games have to do in order to tell stories. And the Wachowskis say Neo has to die in the films in order for the story be to complete. But you can't do that in a video game because it sucks if you just play all the way through this thing and then you become, you die. So instead, as meta commentary, he fights a kaiju Agent Smith. And that's like the end of the game. And there is an element of that meta conversation that happens in the new Matrix Awakens.
100%. I mean, yeah, that's like, because it is like, it is, you know, we've got Keanu Reeves and Carrie-Anne Moss models playing their characters from the movie, but also playing themselves. And there's a lot of them just like talking to the camera in that same setting that you talked about, that same one we just watched. It's the same sort of thing, the white field, the white psych with the two chairs. And also there's a sequence where they are like in a car chase and they kind of talk about what's going on in the game with a third character whose name is Io. Let's just hear a little bit of this.
The hell are you doing back there?
Sorry, I was told this is a sim preparing me to fight the system.
Right on. You know about this?
Yeah. It's all supposed to be a little unreal.
Word of advice. Agents are bad, but whatever you do, stay the hell away from marketing.
Direct look to camera.
See you soon.
What an exit.
Yeah.
Just opened his car door and then just flew away.
Yeah.
Very cool.
The fucking coolest. Yes.
And that sequence happens because Carrie-Anne Moss is like, hey, we got to stop talking about all this psychobabble because marketing wants an action sequence.
Right.
So here's an action sequence, and which is essentially what they did in The Path of Neo. It's the same setup execution. It's like, well, if we're telling a story, we want to talk about these things, but, you know, you guys need candy, so here's candy.
I'm listening.
So the demo's pretty short. I played through the whole thing a couple of times, and it's like, you know, and watch some other people playing it as well. And it's like, you know, what, like 10, 15 minutes of content. It's not a lot. It depends on how much time you want to dick around in that open world, I guess. But basically, yeah, you've got this opening cinematic, and then you've got this rail shooter chase sequence in the car. And then you've got this open world sequence where you can just sort of wander around the city, which is pretty big. It's pretty substantial.
Huge.
And you can walk and you can fly the camera and you can drive. But it's all to demo the, you know, Unreal Engine 5. And I gotta say, it really is very impressive on a technical level. Like, I was like, this looks pretty fucking great. It is just like we are at the point where, okay, everything is just like a better version of what we currently have. There's not like a It's all evolutionary. It's not like the big seismic shift that maybe putting on a VR headset is. But it is still just like it looked really, really fucking good. I was very impressed by the character models and how they looked and how they animated. Paradoxically, I feel like they look better close up. Like a little further away, they look a little uncanny valley, the way they move, a little puppety. But up close, they hold up really, really well. And I don't know. I enjoyed it. I was very impressed by the whole thing.
I really enjoyed it as well, but I was also sort of just like, why, like, if we launched next-gen consoles already, how could if we didn't have this yet, we should have waited for this, like, because you know what I mean? Cause like, it's like, the leap between PS4, like a PS4 Pro and a PS5 at time of launch was minimal, wasn't nothing, but was like, sort of like, almost like PS4 Pro Plus, minus the stuff that you can get
40K 30 FPS to 40K 60 FPS, or 4K 60 FPS rather.
Of course, that's excluding like what the real like next gen feature of like the PS5 is the DualSense. Like that thing is incredible.
Right.
But if this launched with it, you would be like. Everybody would have shit themselves. Like, I couldn't believe it. Like, when I got PS3 versus PS2, I was like, this is like watching a movie. This is insane. I can't believe what I'm seeing right now. But that was my first take with this. My second take was there should be 100 Matrix games.
100% made me want a Matrix game. I don't know, Heather, what did you think?
Well, okay, time to be contrarian. No, I get that. So everybody's going on and on about how like incredible it looks. And I remember those same conversations when Grand Theft Auto 3 came out. And now you look at it and it's like, what a fucking joke. This game is ugly as shit. I have gotten to a place where I'm looking at this any digital city in a video game. And I'm only seeing it as a video game. And until there is a moment in one of these demos or in one of these open world games where I'm like legitimately shocked that it's not like an Apple drone flyover from like Apple TV or like that it isn't just footage. Then I'll be impressed. But at this point, it still looks like a video game to me. I will say that it looked better when you turn off the Matrix filter.
Right.
Because you can toggle tons of settings, like the focal depth on the camera, the f-stop you're shooting at. Like you can turn on and off the matrix green, that color grading, and you can make it look more realistic. But I thought the chase scene just looked like a video game.
The chase scene is not particularly impressive. The chase scene is if anything, it's kind of superfluous. I get why they included it. It's for me, it's that opening cinematic, especially contrasting the Keanu model with the Johnny Silverhand from Cyberpunk.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, oh, yeah, this looks way better. And is you know,
well,
not going to
work. Like all the textures were loaded on this one.
Also, it was. But that opening cinematic, and then also which also is very Matrixy. It's like very cool, and like, you know, like what you were talking about, Heather, just the commentary of it is like very in universe, which is great. And then I don't know, I thought the open world, there's nothing groundbreaking gameplay wise. I mean, there's not really any gameplay to speak of. It's just sort of you're just sort of walking around and driving. But it does look very cool for an open world, you know, for this type of game, for this game template. I don't know. I thought it was impressive. It did make me want a Matrix game more than anything.
Yes.
But I get your point.
It's cool because we didn't even really talk about like the very beginning of it, which is like, you see the two chairs. There's like the scene from the Matrix that is completely redone in the Unreal 5 engine. And then
Neo at his computer.
Yeah. And then Keanu Reeves, like for real, shows up in it and is real. And as Neo, or, you know, or I guess he's not as Neo yet.
He says he's Thomas Anderson.
Yeah.
And then he's like, hi, I'm Keanu Reeves. I played Thomas Anderson.
Yes.
Back in the Matrix movies.
But sometimes he's real and sometimes he's not. And like they do a good job of being like, I mean, you can tell sort of when he's not. But for like 1 second, I was sort of like, I think this is him. And then being like, oh, wait, no.
That's
a computer man.
The part of why they have this new, the hero character Io is, according to their copy, I'll just read this. The open world city environment includes hero character Io, who is the launch character for MetaHuman Creator, as well as thousands of MetaHuman agents, demonstrating exciting new possibilities for high fidelity in-game characters at scale. So they're kind of trying to say like, hey, this computer generated character. I'm not sure. I believe MetaHuman is procedurally generated models.
Mm-hmm.
This character can hold up versus like a full 3D scan of two well-known actors and does pretty well, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, it looks better than Final Fantasy Spirits Within. Like,
sure.
Yeah.
And there was a time when that trailer came out and everyone was like, oh my God, it's people. How are we ever going to know the difference between people and this? And you watch it now and you're like, were we dumb? Were we really stupid?
I think so. Like, only because whose hair could be like that? No one. No one could have perfect hair.
I mean, I'm going to begrudgingly say it's good, but I'm over the like, oh, it looks so real, because it doesn't. It just doesn't. It doesn't look real. Look like a video game.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we go through this cycle every generation. The leap from PlayStation 1 to PlayStation 2 was like, you know, really it felt like a huge leap. This is not the most amazing, like groundbreaking thing I've ever seen, but I think it is cool. And that it's in the Matrix universe is like, I don't know. Gives it a little cachet of its own.
I think if they really want to push this technology and make people really think about it, they gotta do it on somebody who's like ugly or like just like normal looking, like, because like, if
sure,
I feel like it's easy. Yeah, oh sure, yeah, you can recreate a known hot person, no problem. That's like, because people will lovingly do that and sort of like really like attention to detail, like do that stuff. But get somebody in there who's like not known for being like very handsome and like just see what they can do with it. Because if you can make that look real, then we're in business. We can get anybody in there.
It would be kind of funny to get a full scan of like somebody who looks normal and then see what it would take to adjust them to be beautiful, like to really devastate an individual by being like, yeah, OK, so if the triangle, like the polygons in your face were just adjusted just this much.
Yeah.
Then
slide
then
this
you'd
scale
be
back.
A fucking movie star.
Give you penis too.
Oh, penis too. One of my favorite things about whenever you activate genitals on like a character creator is that they come into existence as if they've been thrown onto the body.
Yeah,
so they're like wiggle for a moment.
Right.
Like I want these tits, and they're like bounce for a second, and then they settle.
You mean these? I do like that the Matrix stuff that was in it was specifically set in the Matrix Reloaded. So as to not confuse anybody about whether or not like any of it was canon to the new movie or something because of it dropping so close to release.
I did have one thing I want to say, which was that, you know, whatever praise we want to give it or not give it aside, it did make me wonder just how labor intensive this must have been, because there's not a lot to it. Like I said, there's, you know, like 10-15 minutes of gameplay. Are we just going to reach a point where, first off, they do talk a lot about the like what's procedurally generated in the game. They talk about, you know, how the like smart object placement and features that the engine will have, where, you know, supposedly that a lot of this stuff can be, automated, so that there doesn't have to be as much, you know, of one person just, or just like a team of people just like, you know, slaving over trying to implement this and trying to create this world. But it did make me think, like, are we just going to reach a point where we've got like, you know, 6 AAA titles a year, all with $1 billion budgets and 5,000 person teams, you know, spread across 16 different countries to try and get these things done to get the level of graphic fidelity that is promised in demos like this. Because I don't fucking know. I don't know how it would be achievable to make a full game at this level of.
I think that the future of gaming outside of these indie, smaller, not AAA titles, here's my prediction, is that the future of gaming is going to be perpetual worlds with uploaded content a la Valhalla, which has a $40 expansion coming that just puts new stuff inside of this graphically intense, gigantic landscape. So you'll have like, it'll be like, oh, it's the Disney universe, and it will be a giant playground of photorealistic environments that will house Disney content, which is then dropped in like a metaverse, but more like a video game. Does that make sense? That's my prediction. That's where I think we're going, guys.
No, I think you could be right. I mean, that's kind of, and I haven't messed around with Roblox, but my understanding there is that a lot of it is just like, you know, user generated content, and that's how they are able to, like, you know, that's what keeps people playing that game, is that there's just like so much stuff that people can make themselves and that people can play that was made by others.
That's something that I am confident in saying that I'll never do. I'll just never, because I just don't have time to even think about getting into Roblox. I'm glad that people are doing it, and it seems like a really fun, like, cool community, but I'm going to sit this one out. I don't have time. Thank you, though. Thanks for inviting me. I can't do it.
Any other thoughts on this before we get to a segment?
I mean, why don't we just take a second right here, so we can pause and say, then, you know, and we'll cut in what we thought about the new Matrix movie. I'll go first. Okay. Man, I saw the new Matrix movie, and I saw it, and I experienced the movie.
I saw the new Matrix movie. This is Weiger talking after I saw the new Matrix movie. But I had to take a bathroom break during the best part.
You know, I hate to be this person, but didn't like it. Didn't like anything about it. Absolutely fucking hated the new Matrix movie. It sucked. What a disappointment adulthood has been. I'm tired and sad all the time. Boo! And then you don't have to replace my audio, because that'll be exactly what I do.
Great.
Got it. Gotcha. Okay, good. Can I tee up our segment?
Please. I think it's more like a segmat. Am I right?
Okay, Heather?
Hell yeah.
Yes. This rocks. Yes. Fuck yes. I love it. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. It's time for a segment. Can our contestants recognize these video game songs? It's time for Matt's Little Game. And just a refresher of how Matt's Little Game works. Obviously, our contestants are Nick and Heather, and I'm the one that's running the game, because it's Matt's Little Game.
Right.
How do we bring in again?
You could just say your name.
Great.
Okay.
But here's how it works.
Supposed to saw my leg off?
No, you don't have to. I saw you starting to prepare to do it, and you were sort of like licking your lips. You don't have to do it.
Yeah, I was ready. Okay. All right.
Here's how it works. I'm going to play a song, and you have to guess what it is. The songs are from classic video games. I will first play a version of the song that has been reversed and pitched down. Then I will play a version. If you can't guess from there, then I will play a version that is just pitched down. And you can guess at any time, and if you get it right, you'll get a point. Capiche?
All right. Let's do it.
Okay, here's the first song. been reversed and pitched down.
Weiger.
Nick.
It sounds 8-bit.
Interesting.
I'm gonna say this is the underground theme from Super Mario Brothers.
Okay, Nick is wrong.
Okay.
But it's of no penalty.
This is... I think this is on my fuck mix.
As is?
As is. Like, I'm pretty sure this... Also, I've been using the same fuck mix since I was 18. I have no idea, dude. Like, I have no idea.
You have no idea?
This is so hard.
Okay. Yeah. It sounded pretty crazy, though, huh?
Yeah. It did. It really did.
Okay, so I'm now going to play the same song, but it's going the normal way, but it is pitched down still.
Oh, so we get another crack at it.
Yeah, okay. You get another crack at it.
Oh, Heather.
Heather.
Donkey Kong Country.
Heather is incorrect.
Fuck.
Trying to get a clue from the syncopation.
I like the idea of somebody listening to the podcast in their car with their windows rolled down and this part turned up real loud.
Sounds like there's like hand claps in there.
No idea, dude.
No idea. You guys
there's
give
like
up?
Kind of like a marimba to it, too. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, just tell me.
It's the theme from Crash Bandicoot.
Oh.
What a nice little song that I made bad.
Wow.
So Heather was close with Donkey Kong Country because it's the same
closest.
Sort of vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of had a jungle aesthetic.
Sounds a lot like the 30 Rock theme, I'm just realizing it.
Hmm.
Did they steal from Crash Bandicoot?
Carlock, I'll see you in court. okay, here. So nobody has a point. I just decided to, I'm going to make an addendum to how the points go.
Okay.
If you guess it when it's reversed and pitched down, that's 2 points, baby.
Wow. Mm.
But 1 point if it's just... if it's just reversed.
Okay, great.
No point for the song, because come on.
Yeah.
What do we do? What kind of game is this?
Sure.
Here's the next song.
Well, this is the Super NES chipset. Right? Maybe not.
Any guesses?
Heather. This is Legend of Zelda.
Heather is incorrect.
Fuck are we listening to?
This is hard. This is a hard game.
It's Matt's little game.
In terms of segments, this one is the hardest one.
Yeah.
It's funny for me because, not to brag, it's very easy for me to do. To make my twisted little songs. Okay, you guys can't get it.
This is a Super Castlevania 4, wild guess.
Nick, you're incorrect.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm going to play just the pitched down version.
Okay, I'm recognizing this.
So this is from a Castlevania game. This is from Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
Nick, you get a point.
Hey!
Wow.
It's Dracula's Castle.
It has a fucking
banger. Oh, man. What a bop.
Really, really good. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So this is the twisted psychology of Matt's little game. Because I'm like, okay, well, this will be something from Matt's wheelhouse. But then you hit us with Symphony of the Night, which I'm not I don't think of as a Matt game.
I've never played it before.
Yeah.
I'm fucking twisted. This game, you don't know who you're fucking with here. Okay? This is Matt's little game, all right? And you're all just little pawns on my board.
Can I just have my head... can I just, like, set up this bear trap on my head?
And I'm going to give an opportunity for an additional point.
Wow.
Okay.
My little playlist of tricky songs does have a theme. And if anyone can identify what the theme is, they'll get one extra point. Here's the next
song. What was
the
first one? Remember the first one was Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot.
This one was Castlevania Symphony of the Night. Okay.
That's right. Here's the next
Got
song.
Got it. Weiger.
Nick.
I think this might be the overworld theme from Final Fantasy VII.
Nick? If only I had the victory sound from that one. You're right.
Wow.
Good grief.
2 points to Nick. A psychotic move. Very, very good.
It's hard enough when it's pitched down. The reversal is really tough. But it's got some big progression in there that kind of tipped me off. Great. And also, I think I know the theme, but should I sit on it?
No, say it.
Say it. You might not get a chance to answer correctly again.
These are games from the Sony PlayStation 1.
Okay, Nick. Got an additional point for Nick. Nicholas
wow.
Frank Weiger. On the board with four.
It.
Heather, you can still come back.
Huh? Oh, we're still playing? Okay, got it.
That's the other thing about the little game.
It's done when I say
it. It goes
it's
on
done.
For a little too long.
Should we stop it?
No, finish it off.
No, I
Please.
Love it.
Please. Oh, okay.
Honestly love it. It's just so mentally exhausting.
It feels like we've been doing it for 20 minutes. Here's the next song.
Look, I've played PlayStation, but like I was Saturn at the time. These are hard for me.
Definitely got a rapid tempo. I can't tell if it's... Honestly, it sounds like it's in a major key, but I honestly can't tell with a combo of reversal and pitch down.
I feel like I'm just going to throw up on my t-shirt. This does not make me feel good.
Should I play just the pitch down version?
Yeah, let's go. Let's hear just pitch down. I don't think this is correct, but the syncopation is making me think it's maybe Metal Gear Solid.
You were incorrect, Nick.
Okay.
Heather, care to venture a guess?
God. No, I have no idea what this is.
It is from Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, Superman by Goldfinger.
Oh my God. You sick fuck.
I'm twisted. I'm not right. You don't know what I have to do this.
Of course you would pick this.
Just when you thought you had me figured out earlier, thinking, oh, this is going to be in Matt's wheelhouse, and me being like, well, now why on earth would I do that? And then I go ahead and do it. I do have one final song.
It's the last one.
All right.
This is great.
Heather.
No, this would move along more, but just Heather and I spend so much time thinking.
Yeah.
Because it's truly difficult, but it's great.
And Heather, if you get this right, I'll give you an opportunity to tie it up.
Wow.
This is the double. This one's worth double if you get it right in the with the first version of it.
Great.
I'm having fun making up these rules.
I'm just wondering what's going to happen with this shotgun chair I'm sitting in. So,
again, you brought that from home. I don't know what you're supposed to, what you're doing with that. Here's the final song.
That's talking.
It's really low pitch for some of this. But that might be a clue. It could be something with vocals.
The funny thing to me about this segment is that it disturbs you guys and probably the listener as well. Probably nobody involved likes this.
Listeners are just confessing to being involved in terrorist attacks they had nothing to do with.
Fine, I'll get boosted. I'll get boosted.
I'll say Resident Evil 2.
Nick, incorrect. Heather?
No, I have no idea.
Okay, here's just the pitched down version.
That really sounded like something was vocalized there. You're right.
Oh!
Then some real high pitches there too. Go,
Heather. Is it Parappa the Rapper?
Heather, you're correct.
Oh, yes! Great, great guess.
It's all in the mind. If you want to test me, I'm sure you'll find. I'll show it to beat ya. You get a letter from teacher, now kick. Kick!
Punch.
Punch!
Chop.
Chop.
Block.
Block!
So good. An iconic tune from an iconic game.
Excellent work,
Matt.
Not
more iconic.
That meant I won, right? Because I got it. Oh no, I
no,
because
you only did. You did only get half. You got double points, but on the one where you only get one, so you got two. So Nick is the winner. Nick won Matt's little game, but we all lost.
Congratulations, Nick! Your prize is toilet flavored Calorie Mate.
I love it.
And I'll burn you a disc. I'll burn you a disc of the songs, Nick, since you want them so bad.
Yeah, I do. I want that on physical media. You know what I liked about that is just like we got to hear some great tunes from a distant era.
Yeah, I thought it would be fun to sort of pick a theme. And I might do that going forward. Who knows how you'll be tricked when it comes to Matt's little game.
This week's theme, no theme. You sick fuck.
Crazy.
Hey, that's this week's Get Played. You can follow us on social media at Get Played Pod. Our music and engineering are by Devin Bryant. You can follow him on Twitter at BaffleGabs. Great up, dudes.
Very fun.
A real good time. And guess what, everybody? You got played.
Goodbye, everyone.